Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, im Sech des Gsubis, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, Mekadish as Heisha, Amenas She'ein Aleha Nidari. This man was Mekadish, a woman, but he made it very clear. He's being Mekadish on the condition she doesn't have any Nidar. She didn't make any Nidar. She accepts the Kedushim. Me, Nidarim, what do I do Nidarim for? It turned out that, in fact, she did make vows. She did make Nidarim, and not Stam Nidar. We're talking about things that would bother the husband, like she doesn't eat meat, she won't drink wine, she won't put on nice clothes. The other Nidarim should be Mekadeshes, but the type of things that could get in the way of the marriage. Ain't a Mekadeshes, so she's not Mekadeshes. I mean, he made it very clear. He's only being Mekadesh on the condition she has no Nidarim. When we say Ain't a Mekadeshes, that means she doesn't need a get. This Kiddushin was never Chal. Vaitra says the Mishnah, he married her, he didn't make any conditions. It turns out that she has Nidarim. She was mekabel certain things on herself, which again, affect the marriage. Now here we're not saying Eina Mekadeshes. Here she needs a get. He has to give her a get. He does not have to give her a ksuba. Why not? Because he can say, I would have never married a woman who has these Nidarim. Why don't you say so then? The answer is, it's understandable. So what does he have to give her a get? Because the maisa could be that at the time that he married her, it didn't bother him. He's changing his mind now. If that's the case, it's a good marriage. We can't take a chance. I mean that he never spelled it out, that if she has Nidorim, I don't want to marry her. Vaiter says the mission. He was Mekadosh al Menas She'ein Bo Mumen. That she doesn't have any technically blemishes, physical defects, amum v'nimtzubamum. It turns out that she does. Ena mekadeshes. So to Mishnah Vayitu kenos estam. Estam was mekadesher. He never made that condition. And v'nimtzubamum. And it turns out that she does have defects. Teitze shaloi b'ksuba. Here too, she goes out without a ksuba, but she's going to need a get. We're not saying ena mekadeshes. Vayitu says the Mishnah kol hamumen ha'poislin b'kayhanim. So what's called a mum? So to Mishnah, well, all those mumen that would passel a kohen from doing the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, that's the type of mum over here, where if he made it t'nai, she would bechlal not be mekadesh, yes? And if he didn't make it t'nai, she's teisei shaloi b'ksuba. Okay, so basically we learned two cases of where he makes a t'nai, he's mekadesh, and he says clearly on the condition that there's no nidarim, that's the only reason I'm being mekadesh. If not, it wouldn't be mekadesh. Where he makes it tonight that there are no mumen, and it turns out that there are both nidarim and mumen. And again, when we say nidarim, we don't mean stam nidarim. Nidarim that would affect him. Like she won't eat meat, she won't drink wine, she won't put on nice clothes. She asks her those things upon herself. So if he clearly made such a tonight, and it turns out she has nidarim, or she has certain types of mumen, then the din is the kiddushin was never chal. She doesn't even need a get. If he never made such a tnai, Istam was Mekadosh. And then it turns out that she has either these Nidarim that she took upon herself or the Mumim. So over here it's Teitzei Shaloi B'Ksuba. She does need a get, but he could send her out without a Ksuba. What is the gather of Mumim? So basically the Mishnah told us whatever would pass Lakayin to do the Avod. The Matnura lists other things that maybe only negate to this Mishnah, but the general rule is the type of Mum that would pass Lakayin to do the Avodah, that's the Mum that the Mishnah is talking about.